Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast, two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is the Best of the Two Bobs.
So 10 episodes in, we decided to take some listener feedback and come up with what we feel is kind of the best of our show so far.
Yeah, we've got the 9 episodes so far as we're recording 10 tonight. And as Rob said, we wanted to kind of pick your favorites and our favorites and put them together for you as kind of like a recap of where we've been so far and move on from here. So what's up first?
So we joke a lot about the elderly listener that called into our loyal listener line. And, you know, in case anybody hasn't figured it out, it's actually my mom. But,
you guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Okay, so she's not the only person who's called into the loyal listener line. I may have also drunk dialed at once. But nonetheless, the elderly listener has been a part of our show ever since we came out with that loyal listener line pretty early on.
It's funny, someone today was listening to the earlier shows, or she told me about it. She was listening to them over the weekend, and she goes, you know, that lady is not really that old. We've been using her voice a lot from that call anytime we talk about the phone number. And if you recognize this clip, here it is.
I noticed that she had a phone number.
So she was pretty funny. She doesn't sound like she's elderly at all.
No, I mean, I'm 35. Do the math. She's
at least 100.
She didn't have me that late in life. Yeah.
Not at all.
She had me in the nursing home.
Yeah, she's been a good sport and has yet to, as far as I know, complain about us using that. But she left us a voicemail about her phone number, and it basically became Two Bobs history. All right, so, well, you know, those are fans. I mean, who else did you hear from?
More than anybody, well, anybody except for Kelly, would be my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. My mom's been very vocal, both on Facebook and just commenting on everything we post, which, you know, she's a smart ass just like me. Like, the apple didn't fall that far from the tree with her,
right?
With me. She's every time we post anything, she's on there, but she's also sharing it and she's talking to people about it. So I give her shit for, you know, for some of the feedback that she gives us. But at the same time, I do appreciate the fact that she's kind of spreading the word and letting people know about the podcast.
Yeah.
In a secret way, I think she's just a little bit proud that we're doing this.
No, I mean, that's good. You know, we've got our new phone number here, the 530-882-BOBS, which for the elderly ladies out there that can't see the numbers and letters on their phones, that's 2627. We actually did get she might know her, but we did get a call from an older lady the other day about how she couldn't use the phone and figure out how to dial Bob. So,
oh, do you have a recording? Can we play the recording?
Let's see if I have it here. Let's pull it up.
I noticed that you had a phone number and you have the first 6 digits and numbers and then the last 4 digits with the letters. Hate that. Can't stand that. So you Bobs need to take care of that because you have to look at the phone and there's a hesitation there. I hate it. Bye.
Sounds to me like it was just somebody who the nurse hasn't been around with her dinner yet and she's just really hungry over at the home and is just, you know, kind of taking it out on us.
Meals on Wheels is stuck in the snow.
Yeah, her jitterbug doesn't have the numbers, the letters next to the numbers on the keypad.
Well, I mean, you know, the good news is that, you know, any feedback is good feedback. And yeah. I think last week we even said that, you know, just let us know what you think. You know, and the only thing at first I thought, wow, you know, this is really, no, wait a minute, you know? And then I realized, hey, you know, this is for the, valued listeners and that sort of thing. And I don't know with that kind of attitude, she fits in there. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, you know, I think just, you know, we really want to cater to people of all ages and generations, you know, including, you know, people like the listener that left the voicemail, you know. Obviously she grew up during the Depression era.
Right.
You know, so she's just not that technological
happy to be alive.
Advanced. Yeah, yeah, she's happy to be alive. Right. You know, she's happy that you know, they took her out to, and walked her around the garden earlier in the day. But I think she was probably just getting hungry and needed her meds.
Yeah. And a cracker, you know, a saltine.
A saltine, just something so she could, you know, get the pills down a little bit easier. So,
a little butter on it.
Yeah, so, you know, whoever that was, you know, very much appreciate it. You know, thank you for calling. Yeah,
thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, thank you for your feedback. We'll be sure to put the numbers in for you.
In this next clip, Rob had a question for the both of us that we would provide our, I guess, our worst drunken moment. And I couldn't remember mine. I had one that I could come up with that turned out wasn't my worst one, but Rob had one that was quite good. I guess basically using what, purple drink and some scissor, or what was it?
I believe it was cherry 7-Up and vodka. And unfortunately, something with color. I do remember it.
Something about the walls and floor and a little bit of slippage there, and, you know, I guess.
All right. Just play the clip. I wish that my worst drunk moment was just years and years ago when I was in high school. Unfortunately, mine was, it was probably about
yesterday when you left that call.
No, that was good. That was a good. See, I've learned to tread the line.
We were laughing.
We were
laughing. You left me a couple other messages on my phone that I saved, but that one was too easy just to put in the sound.
Well, there is a message that I'd like that I sent you that I read this morning that I thought was just hilarious. Hold on. I'm actually going to read it because I just... Mm-hmm. It says, "You need to run all the classes by the first class. That's perfect. I got it okay. Can you send the message? Can you send the message? Oh, no. I don't think of something message."
That's when I knew the night was going to be good. So the voicemails, the random, I mean,
I texted a colleague. I love him, by the way, last night too.
Well, I got emails that went from your phone number at vzpix.org or whatever it was. So you were, I don't know what you were doing. I got that first one. And then after that, other things started happening and we were sitting there drinking our, you know, bottle of wine, watching, I don't know what we were watching. We were watching a movie and, you know, it was just funny. We were looking at each other and I just kind of gave her a smirk like I'll be saving a couple of these. So,
yeah.
You know, it was fun. I knew you guys were out having a good time. And then the message from Kelly that said, you know, "Hey, I'm sorry, your friend, you know, he's had a little bit too much wine." So we were cracking up. But
yeah,
I kind of figured that. So she ratted you out.
Oh, yeah, she always does. She always does. Right. I can always count on Mrs. Phillips, my first lady, to do that.
Say, I was about to say the same thing. I can count on her to keep me abreast of everything that's going on when I'm not aware.
Absolutely.
As I should be. I should be aware of all these things that are going on.
Yeah. So my worst drunk moment, right? Getting back to my worst drunk moment, which was not last night. It was probably about 6 years ago, New Year's Eve. We were next door, literally at our next door neighbor's house. And it was, I went from happy to dancing stage, literally dancing in their kitchen where there was no music playing, to zombie stage very, very quickly. I think we ended up coming home. It was probably, I don't know, 10:30 at the latest. Mm-hmm. Completely missed the ball dropping. Wasn't there for that. Woke up in the middle of the night, I don't know, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, whatever time it was. And, you know, it wasn't like I woke up and was like, "Wow, I'm going to get sick." You know, it was, I woke up and I'm like, "I'm getting sick right now."
Oh, no.
So I get up and I'm running through we have wood floors in the hallway. I'm running through the hallway to the bathroom and I start just letting it all out at this point. And I had been drinking, by the way, mostly, I think, Red Pop and vodka. So it was all red. Oh, it was disgusting. Oh. But so I'm running through the hall. I have my hands out and I'm like puking.
You got to catch it.
I'm trying to catch it in my hands, right? Because I'm, what do I know? I'm drunk. But it's obviously it's not happening. It's falling onto the floor. Well, the wooden floor in front of me as I'm walking through it, you can probably guess what happened at that point.
Oh, yeah.
My legs, it was like when the robber in Home Alone got to the bottom of the stairs where all the Hot Wheels were, and just his feet just completely flew up above his head. That was me. more or less. I would. It probably, that probably sounded really good compared to what it sounded like at that moment. Nice. So I flip, my feet just fly in the air. I have puke in my hands. So my hands, I flail my hands everywhere on the walls. I think none got on the ceiling, but definitely on the walls. I land on my arm, my right elbow, and boom. And then my head just hits. I'm pretty sure I had a concussion. The funny part to this whole thing, though, is Kelly comes over, looks at this, just me laying on the floor, my boxers, red puke all over the place, just, you know, I had just hit my head on the floor, and looks at it, and she goes, well, you better clean this up. And she walked away. She was so pissed off at me. So I was like, I crawled to the shower, like, flop myself into the bathtub, and just, like, run the shower, and just kind of, like, try to spray myself off, and then I'm out there in the middle of the night, my head's throbbing because I'm drunk, and I probably had a concussion, but just, like, cleaning all this up. That was the worst moment for me anyway. So whenever I get drunk and whenever I think I might be getting to pass that fun Rob stage, I remember that moment and said, God, I don't want to get there again, ever again.
You dial it back a little
bit. That was my bottom right there. So if you know me, you know that I like to press people's buttons. Specifically, I like to press my wife Kelly's button. So, you know, this next clip, we talk about some of the things that we do that drives our wives crazy on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think the list was growing and growing as we were coming up with them. We provided the best ones we thought, and I think like Rob, I'm one that likes to push my wife's buttons. And my mother-in-law's even said, you know, how do you end up finding where these buttons are? And it's almost like, you know, if you imagine, you know, the top secret desk where there's a hidden button with nuke codes, it's kind of like that button. I know where they are based on who the person is, and I go for it quite often.
Sometimes it's fumbling around in the dark to try to find those buttons and just hoping to get one. But nonetheless, here's that clip.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to drive the wives crazy with our various beer talk, so...
I mean, we drive them crazy with enough stuff as it is, right?
That's true. I mean, I'm as close to perfect as it gets. You know, if I had to ask Melissa if I drove her crazy, she might even have a hard time coming up with something. But, you know, push come to shove, I can probably think of a few things. But, you know, again, I know you're different. You know, just like with the beer, you're different. You probably have an easier time coming up with a list. But, you know, if you had to think of something, anything that drives Kelly crazy, what would it be?
Why is it so much easier for me to come up with a list? You know, at one point, every time we record a podcast, I think for just one second, this might just be the last podcast that we record. We'll see how the rest of this episode goes, Robert. No, there's plenty of stuff. In fact, I asked Kelly some of the things, and then I came up with some more things and reminded her of all the things that irritate, you know, her. Yeah. About me. So I came up with a pretty good list here. So the first one that she mentioned was the sound of me eating. Uh-huh. I don't think I'm a loud eater in particular, but anytime I'm sitting there eating anything, really anything, drinking anything while we're sitting there like watching TV, I just look over and she's just got daggers on me because she just can't stand that sound.
No.
Again, I don't think it's me. I think it's more her than me on that one, though.
I hate to do it to you, but I think it is you. Cause I got two kids upstairs that when they eat chips and they're going to listen to this and come back, it drives me batshit. It's crunching and it's like, you know, and I think always because my mom and dad were always around me, close your mouth. So, you know, they go through.
Everybody's got to eat though.
Their lips are nowhere near touching and it's just crunch. It's crunch. It's
my
crunch.
Lips are closed when I'm eating.
Yeah.
I'm not, when I eat chips, it's not any louder than anybody else eating chips, Robert. If it's going to bother you, you know.
Just you talking about eating chips is driving me crazy, and I don't live with you, so I'll have to side with her on this one.
Again, it's you. It's you and it's Kelly. It's not me. I eat like a normal person. How about anything? I know it was, you know, it was tough for you, but did you at least come up with one thing that bothers you? Or that bothers Melissa that you do?
I did, and only because I did it I did it earlier today, but the big thing that's kind of like my go-to line is, did she mention me? And that's always one that gets her because, you know, I don't know. I knew that it, you know, the first time that it that I said it and it got to her, I just held on to it. You know.
Wait. So tell me the context of did she mention? Sure. So like
context.
Give me a scenario.
All right. Context is, you know, talking about anybody. If it's a, you know, a coworker, and I don't even have to know the person, but just knowing that the person is a woman or a female, I will always, you know, she'll be telling me a story about something that happened, and just kind of right at the end when she's done, did she mention me? You know, just kind of drives her up the wall. It's like, well, no, why would she mention you? What do you care? You know, that's one.
Do you ever say, did he mention me? Do you ever use that one?
Well, knowing me, I probably did, but I can't think of any time that I did. But, you know, it wouldn't be surprising if I had ever pulled that one out of the hat.
Trump's getting to you, isn't he?
We can save that for another day. We don't have enough time.
No. We like to keep this to about 45 minutes here. Right. So another one that I do, and Kelly, I think it's more her than me. Mm-hmm. She says that I do this, so okay. Well, okay. If we're being honest, it's just you and I. Nobody else is listening. No, I do tend to do this, but yeah, you know. But we'll just pretend it's just you and I right this second. It's inconvenient pooping. So, for instance, you know, there as a guy with two young kids, there's only so many places I can go just for a couple of minutes of alone time.
Right.
And Kelly noticed that. I kind of maybe a little bit schedule my bathroom time around inconvenient times, which are usually times where the kids are just being assholes. So I, you know, they're getting to me and then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, got to poop. And
that's right.
And then I've gone for a good amount of time. I will say, I think sometimes it's legit, but you know, maybe sometimes I might just say, okay, I need a couple of minutes here. So I'll go off and maybe I go, maybe I don't. But
I mean, as dads and husbands, we do a lot of heavy lifting around here. So just, I mean, to need 15, 20, 25 minutes to go to the bathroom is, I mean, it's something that we're due, you know. It's not like anything that, you know, anything, but you know, anybody should frown upon it. It's you know, it's all right, really. So I see you there. You know, I don't know, you know, I'm not confessing to anything, but I may or may not have done the same thing. So I'll side with you on that one.
I appreciate that. Did you come up with anything else, Rob? Again, I know this was tough for you. This is a tough assignment.
It was. The other one that I know drives her crazy, and I laugh thinking about it, is how I take my socks off. So usually it doesn't have to do with my work socks, which are, you know, the typical men's black socks, you know, the gold toe and all that stuff from Sears. But, you know, the
gotta love gold toe. White,
I mean, they're durable. They last forever. The ones that I have here, I think, were passed down to me from my father-in-law. So, but usually the white socks that I wear on weekends or, you know, on days that I work from home and I don't have to dress up for the office or anything like that is, you know, the ankle high white socks. So usually my MO is to go into the room, you know, I do my shirt and I do the pants, and then to take my socks off, I don't have to bend down. I just plant my foot against the carpet and slide it back. And the one sock will be left there. I plant the other one, slide it back. And then, you know, 99 times out of 100, I'll pick the socks up and put them in the hamper. But she goes, you know, I won't say she goes crazy, but it is something kind of like your chip thing. It does drive her crazy that I take my socks off that way. But, you know, hey, got to be efficient and just do it all kind of in one sweep. And the socks are there on the carpet.
Oh, that's funny. Actually, now that you bring up socks, there is this is the way I do socks. I wear socks, of course, all day at work. So I get home from work, I take my dress socks off, throw them in the hamper, put white socks on, regular, you know, white gold toe white socks. Yep. I walk, I do some stuff usually in the kitchen. The kids go to sleep sometimes not that long after that. I sit on the couch. And sometimes this is just a couple minutes later, I sit on the couch, take my socks off, throw them on the floor. And, you know, while you said 99 out of 100 times you pick them up, 99 out of 100 times, I just leave them there on the floor, and magically, they disappear by the time I get home from work the next day.
You have a sock fairy, too?
Amazing. Oh, amazing.
That's how I feel about putting my clothes in the hamper. You know, I drop them in there, and then, you know, usually a couple of days later, they end up back. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, they hang themselves up in the closet. They put themselves... I mean, it's amazing.
We really are lucky.
I don't know who's doing it, but it's great. But and then sometimes, like you said, like you wear ankle high socks, so yours come right off. Mine, I usually wear like crews or the ones that go up a little bit higher than that.
Yeah.
But I'll be sitting on the couch with the ottoman, legs up on the ottoman. I don't feel like bending over and taking them off, so I sit there and like try to jam my other toe into the sock and pull them off with my other feet.
You need shorter socks, my friend.
Which drives Kelly nuts. Sometimes she'll actually walk up and just yank them off of my ankles and throw them on the floor, like in a fit of rage. It bothers her.
I know. Well, hey, yeah. You know, there's the small things that get them upset sometimes.
Yeah. Enough about socks, though. Another thing that I do. I got a whole list here, man.
See, that's what I said, and you got mad at me.
Maybe you're right. Doesn't mean I have to accept it, though. Another thing I tend to do.
I was right, by the way.
And I don't purpose. Maybe I don't know. Waiting for Kelly to get up and go into the kitchen and then ask for something from the kitchen just so I don't have to get up and go get it myself. I do that a lot. Not going to lie.
That's another one.
Also, I think that I have incredible spatial intelligence.
Yeah.
If you give me a pile of shit and a box and say, fit all this shit into the box, I'm going to do it. I'll find a way to do it. I do the same thing with the dishwasher. So I also have a tendency to rearrange the entire dishwasher after Kelly's loaded it, because I always think in my mind that I can fit just a couple more dishes in if I put this in. I've developed a method that works perfect in our particular dishwasher, and it drives me nuts when she doesn't follow it, mm-hmm. But it drives her nuts that I'm always rearranging her dishes that she's put away.
Yeah. Well, her dad was like that growing up, where nobody was allowed to do the dishwasher. So he was kind of that very Tetris-y, you know, engineer way where he could get everything in there. Whereas here we just keep loading stuff in until we can't rearrange it enough to get anything else in there. Slam the thing shut, put it on pots and pans and wash it.
You put it on pots and pans every time?
No, usually just regular wash. Oh, but if it's really full, you know, then yeah, it goes on pots and pans or it goes on heavy, but it's rare. I tend to use that. I don't think anybody else does. I think, you know, when it's my turn to actually push it, because I put the last possible thing that will fit in there, then I'll, you know, and if it's really full, I put it on pots and pans just to get it. It probably, I don't even really know what it does, but to me, it's like knocking the heavy stuff off. So if there's a lot of dishes in there, I feel like it needs extra power.
Ours has an auto mode. I just trust that it knows how to wash the dishes better than I do. So yeah. I just go with that. Do you got anything else? Because I have one more that I need to touch on.
Oh, man. That's it?
All right. Well, you mentioned so, the things
so I'm,
that you...
I mocked you saying that you had this list and how awesome I am, which I am,
and this was your idea.
Well, that's probably why I came up. Don't say that. That's a secret. And I'm the one that didn't share it with my wife, and I still have a list. You had help.
Just unloading here.
Your list. So you mentioned spatial things earlier. One of my things is when I drive, I drive a smaller car, and I don't tend to do it in her car, but I'm really good at what I call shoot the gap. And I learned that term 1,000 years ago when I was a kid. And I can, like, in our car is a 2-car garage, and we both share the thing. I can come in there quickly, or I used to live in DC, so I got used to going through tight spaces. If there's like a narrow enough area for me to get my car through, I can usually take it at speed without slowing down and get through there. And she's always you're shaking your head. I can just envision her. She usually closes her eyes, like, eventually, and it has happened one time, which I don't know that she knows that, but where I did lose a mirror. But it wasn't my fault. I was taking a ramp, and I realized I was taking the wrong exit, and I kind of swerved to get back on the highway and, took off a side mirror, but I've never done it in any other time. But I do it constantly. It drives her crazy, but, you know, kind of mix of, you know, being a spatial, you know, genius that I am. And then, you know, being comfortable in my car. And I always tell her, that I'm a highly trained professional. So I'm not a professional driver, but the way I drive is, The other thing that I do is, and I just did it, I want to say yesterday, I hate straws. And I think that's even on my Twitter profile. It says hater of straws. I don't use them for anything but milkshakes and smoothies, you know, things like that. But, you know, if I go to Subway, I go to, you know, McDonald's, Wendy's, or any restaurant that gives you a straw, even Starbucks, they always hand me a straw and I leave it there and they like freak out. Like, how are you going to drink that without a straw? I don't use a straw. So I'll usually, a lot of times I'll take off the lid and I'll toss it and then we'll get in the car. Using an open container, she's always concerned it's going to spill. And I've even used just like a regular coffee mug in the car, not even a travel mug. I brought that into the car. Drives her crazy. But again, being a professional, I can get away with these things that, you know, mere mortals can't.
Being a professional. You can't. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you're shooting the gap. And
I'm shooting the gap and taking my son, you know.
Taking mirrors off when it's not your fault. And you're down in Virginia, so you probably don't have as many potholes. See,
we do. The statute of limitations on that is over. So I can't get in any more trouble for that mirror.
True story. My last one, and you know, you mentioned, you know, one thing that you say, and I've made the references for The Office here on the show before. Yes, it's one of my favorite shows. If there's nothing to watch on TV, or even sometimes when there is something to watch on TV, I will watch reruns of The Office. And in fact, we're doing it right now. We're on like midway through season 5 right now. Just binge watching all the Office episodes.
Yeah.
But the famous Michael Scott, what I always say that really just pisses her off is, "That's what she said."
That's what she said.
There it is right there. So if you know that line, if you've ever watched The Office, and it's just, there's not a day that goes by that I don't say that line.
It doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't. And there's so many times, you'll hear me say it on the podcast sometimes, I promise you. But there's not a day that goes by, and there's not a time that I say that it just doesn't drive Kelly nuts. So that'd probably be my last thing. Other than that, though, I think I'm perfect, actually. I mean, you know, we have things that piss our wives off, but, you know, at the same time, I think we're both pretty good husbands. We help around the house, things like that. Yeah.
This next clip comes from an episode where we were discussing probably the stupidest thing we've ever done. Rob had one about painting, and, well, mine was about, I guess, my naivete. Is that how you say it?
Something like that.
Yeah, not growing up on a farm, or I guess not paying that much attention to what was around me. I found a little something in my yard that I figured I could plant, and I turned out I was wrong.
And it also turned out that this is probably my favorite moment in TubeBob's history, my personal favorite so far.
Yeah, it's one that I get not really once a week, but I mean every now and then somebody at work who's listened to it, or just in passing, you know, people that I've talked to will say something about tree seeds. So it seems like it was so far the top moment that people seem to remember, or really, I guess, that sticks in their mind. So here we go. Tree seeds. I've got one that will probably give you something to talk about next time, you know, if you're ever deciding. But
I knew you would.
I had two of them, but this one is one that I still laugh about to this day. And so why not tell everybody about it? But I bought my first home. I had always lived, obviously with my parents. I lived, you know, we had a house, and I didn't have to do much around the house except for, you know, rake the leaves in the fall and, you know, cut the grass and all that. So fast forward a few years, I move out. I live in apartments in a couple different cities, and, you know, don't have any yard to take care of. And eventually ended up buying my own home and had to get my grass planted and all that stuff. So it's growing. And I go out there one day, I'm taking the dog out, and we're walking around, and I'm looking around at the grass to see how it's doing. And I kind of look down and I see, it's like, we've got kind of newer trees up along the front. I go up to the trees to check them out. And I kind of look down to see how the grass is doing. And I see these little round things. So I reach down and, you know, kind of, I pick one up and look at it and roll it around. And it's like, this is kind of funny. And it's got this like textured pattern around the outside of it. So I pick it up and like, this is weird. So I mean, it's got to be, you know, when they were here planting these trees, they probably had some sort of whatever it was that they fouled up. Mm-hmm. So I pick it up and I'm getting ready to go to work. So I get a big, I get a big handful of these tree seeds, and I pick them up, and I mean, I want to know what kind of tree it is, you know, so I can take care of it properly and look online and see what I got to do. So I get a scoop of them, and I think you know where this is going. I put them in my shirt pocket.
Oh no.
And I take the dog back inside and, you know, give her her treat and, you know, pat her and tell her she's a good girl. And
your dog must have been sniffing the shit out of your pocket.
So I drive to work, and, you know, every now and then I kind of look down and I peek. I was like, you know, it's really boggling my mind what kind of tree seed these are. So I take them and, you know, go through the day, and we're sitting at lunch, and I go, God damn, I knew I forgot something. So I reach in my hand, and I'm in my pocket, and I'm telling my friends about these tree seeds, and I want to know what kind of seeds these are. You know, one of my friends grew up on a ranch in Texas, and I'm sure the trees are different there. But so basically, I pull them out, and I set them on our lunch table. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna need, you know, there's six of us there, and I'm saying, uh-huh. Hey, I need to know what kind of seeds these are. And he looks and he goes, do you have rabbits? I said, well, I don't think so, but, you know, I've never seen any. And he kind of looks and he goes, well, no, those aren't seeds. That's rabbit shit.
You put rabbit shit on the table. Oh, shit.
So for the longest time, you know, we joked about, you know, these tree seeds that I had. So the other day, what made me think about it was I'm outside again with the dog. Different dog, but she was there at the time. And I looked down, and we do have rabbits that are going through there. And the place where I hang out, I looked down, there's a pile of tree seeds. And I basically just fell on the ground laughing, remember about these tree seeds that I had forgotten about, you know, with my poor memory that we talked about before. But
oh my God,
that's something that I've done that's pretty stupid. So tree seeds will always be fond of the tree seed.
About 5 seconds into that story, when you said you found these little seeds, I said
the texture was grass, but I didn't know.
I'm like, no, that's rabbit shit. He put rabbit shit in his pocket and took it to work and showed it to all of his friends at work and put on the table. And
my pressed white work shirt had rabbit poop in there. I'm just, you know, the thing is, I'm glad I didn't do what a lot of people do is I didn't taste it.
Oh, thank God. That was my next question, actually.
I don't think there's enough Leinenkugel's cranberry ginger shandy to get the tree seed taste out of my mouth had I ever done that. So that was a good time. That was a good time. Gotta love a tree seed.
I think your brain is a thick candy shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
That's kind of how I felt.
Now is that Tommy Boy or Black Sheep?
That's Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy. In this last clip, Jaden Smith, son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, also one of the world's greatest minds, shares some of his thoughts about the universe.
He's truly the modern-day Einstein. So we thought it would be funny to go through the video that he, I guess it was on Vanity Fair, and we figured we'd critique it a little bit. You know, being geniuses ourselves, we figured we could debunk a lot of the things that he covered.
Turns out a lot of them were true, though. So on with Jaden. You've heard of Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah, Will Smith's, I think he's their son.
It's Will Smith and Jada Smith?
Yeah, Jada Pinkett.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yep.
Yes, their son. I didn't know this, but I mean, he's pretty much a genius. He's got
some ideas, let's say that.
I mean, he has some very, very deep thoughts on the universe in general. In fact, so deep, he actually published a video, which is on Mashable, and we'll make sure we put the address in here so you can actually get the full effect of it.
Yeah, you kind of need to see it. You know, it originally came from Vanity Fair, and then I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but then I saw it again on Mashable, so that's the link that I used to share it with you. But we've got some of the audio here, and it's not very long, but he basically has... the world's deepest teen on Twitter has made some time with the good folks at Vanity Fair to bestow even more wisdom upon us. So he goes through these random facts that we'll play and discuss as we go along. So let's get started.
The human brain takes in 11 million bits of information every second, but is aware only of 40. In an average lifetime, human skin completely replaces itself 900 times.
Wow.
So they've got the deep music, and then when you see the video of this, he's basically, and I'll probably add it to the post, maybe use it for the cover art this week, but he's got this dumbfounded look on his face, like this is really mind-blowing stuff. And even the title of the YouTube video is Jaden Smith Reads Mind-Blowing Facts About the Universe. So
I want to know where he sourced these facts from, though. I mean, they just...
CNN, evidently.
Was it at a Mensa meeting? They were just discussing this, and he was taking notes.
He's got some good ones in here. So the skin replacing itself, I've heard that before, where your skin, you know, the cells basically regenerate over time. And that's why your skin falls off, and almost like a snake where you kind of, you need new skin. And I think it just does it on its own.
Well, if I remember, most household dust is dead skin. That's
just
come
skin
off.
Cells, yeah.
That's disgusting. There's just skin everywhere in your house, all of your shit.
Let's see what else he's got.
You see your nose all the time. Your brain just chooses to ignore it.
You see your nose all the time.
So this, he's referring to the fact that you can actually, with your eyes, you could see your nose. Like if you close one of your eyes and look down, your nose is right there. Your brain just processes that, you know, just... That's hilarious.
Yeah, like if you close one eye or you close, you know, the other one, you can see your nose. So I guess he's
just sad.
Yeah, you did. I was reading ahead.
Thank you, Robert, for reiterating that. If you close one of your eyes, I don't know if you knew about this. If you close one of your eyes and look down, you can see your nose.
That probably goes along my lines of correcting people. You know, I'll correct you by saying the exact same thing that you did. All right, let's see. Next one.
At least you didn't say you disagree.
Mind blown.
Mind blown.
There are more synapses, nerve connections in your brain than there are stars in the galaxy.
Now, how... Like you said, where did he get this? Is he reading, you know, the mind-blowing facts Wikipedia page, or did he just start Googling weird facts and decided to read these with the, you know, the piano?
I mean, this is the same kid though that didn't he launch an acting career, a music career, both of which haven't done well. Maybe it's because he's too smart for those careers.
Oh, but yeah,
he's working on his PhD in biochemistry instead.
That's right. This is his thesis right now.
My God. You were once the youngest person in existence.
You were once the youngest person in existence.
I mean...
Yeah. For how long? I mean...
It doesn't matter.
Does it
could be a millisecond.
Is it enough to blow your mind, though?
It blows my mind that we're even discussing this.
Looking at his face blows my mind. All right, next up.
On Saturn and Jupiter, it rains diamonds.
You like this one at the beginning, but on Saturn and, what do you say, Saturn and Jupiter, it rains diamonds.
It rains diamonds. I feel like that's not true, though.
If it was, then, you know, Elon Musk would be working on, you know, trying to colonate there rather than Mars.
Oh, shit, yeah. I'll colonate there.
That's right. Who else is trying? Oh, Jeff Bezos. You know, those guys. They, if it rained diamonds there, that's where they would be first. Guaranteed.
Human saliva contains a painkiller called opiorphin that is 6 times more powerful than morphine.
So why is it every time I have a headache, I just don't cure it by swallowing? If that were true, I wouldn't have to take any migraine medicine.
I'm actually searching for Wikipedia-ing. Opiorphin. It's an endogenous chemical compound first isolated from human saliva. Has a pain-killing effect greater than that of morphine.
So it is from Wikipedia.
So why am I not always high on my saliva then, though?
Yeah, like I said, you know, if I'm asleep, why do I get a headache while I'm asleep? I mean, I'm, you know, all that saliva is going down and it's not helping any. So I still can wake up with a headache that, you know, feels like it's going to debilitate me for 3 hours.
Oh, see, here it is. Uh-oh. Therapeutic application of opiorphin in humans would require modifying the molecule to avoid its rapid degradation in the intestine and its poor penetration of the blood-brain barrier. So we just have it degrades quickly, and we have a resistance against it.
So if that's the case, then is it really as strong as morphine?
Not in my experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Okay.
Sharks have been around for longer than trees.
What?
Sorry.
Where does this even come from?
Now, did he ask that's the oldest true. Shark out there going, you know, hey, do you know what a tree?
Listen, if you're listening to this and you have some sort of evidence that shows that sharks came before trees, please let us, please, you know, send it on to us. I'd love to see it because I feel like he's just pulling at straws at this point. That's not even true, right? I mean,
it makes me think, which comes first, the tree or the tree seed?
The tree or the shark seed.
Now, was the sharks the one that planted the tree seeds or what?
Yeah. It's actually, tree seeds are actually shark poop.
No, you've got to do a taste test to tell the difference. Otherwise, they're indistinguishable.
True story.
All right, next up.
That one's hard to believe, but it's actually true.
Of course.
There are more stars in space than grains of sand on Earth.
More stars in space than grains of sand on Earth.
I mean, sure. Has he counted the star of the grains of sand?
That's probably another one of those Wikipedia facts.
Who knows how much sand? How many grains of sand are on Earth?
50% of human DNA is shared with a banana.
Well, oh man! And I read an article yesterday, or I don't know if it was this morning, or whatever, but it was talking about how bananas are, you know, on their way out. They're going to be extinct soon because of a fungus. So that's another day.
That sucks. Well, but think about it. If we're eating a banana, then are we cannibals?
Maybe
50%.
50% of the DNA. But anyhow, we'll leave the rest of those for you to watch on your own or listen to on your own and move on from there. But it's definitely well worth a listen. So keep an eye out for the link in the show notes.
Yeah, we listen to the whole thing, and there's actually some funny ones. Like the one, if you're the oldest human on the planet, you were born with a completely different set of humans on the planet. I thought that was cool.
Some good ones.
Yeah, some are just simple math. Yeah,
that's right.
I guess it's true. So that's been the best of the Two Bobs podcast so far after, you know, pretty much 10 episodes. We appreciate the feedback we've gotten. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope to be doing plenty more of these best ofs in the future.
That's right, and we'll see you the next time.
Preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.